doing all we can to try and put a smile on your Arizona homeowner face right here this morning at my house, Rosie's house. Thank you for joining us. Let me get back to my short little explanation on heat pumps, and then I'm going to bring Mark into the conversation. He wants to know if he can remove a particular product from his home himself that may have asbestos in it. And I'll get to Mark right after this. We were talking about heat pumps. We're flooded with these inquiries every January, when it's particularly when it's wet outside, cold and wet. The way a heat pump works, and they actually make very good summer air conditioners, they find heat and they move it away from where you want it. So in the middle of the summer, they find heat in the middle of your house and shoot it outside. Well, in the winter, they reverse and they find all the heat they can outside and shoot it inside your house. Well, you know what? When it's in the mid-30s and it rained last night and it's cold and wet outside, that heat pump is having a really hard time finding anything warm outside to send into your house. That's why a heat pump, in my mind, should be called a kind of warm pump. The hottest air it can produce is 92 degrees. So when you put your hand up to the register, it's cooler than your body temperature. And you're thinking, this thing isn't working. And what's the first thing you do? You go down the hall and you get to that thermostat and you crank that baby up from 74 to 80. And a few minutes later, you go back to the register and you put your hand up to that air and it's still blowing 92 degree air at the max, at the absolute max. That's as hot as it is. Unless your installer put a heat strip resistor in the air handler. And you would know that because then heating your house would cost you just as much as air conditioning your house. We've almost quit using those things, but we did install them a lot through the 80s and 90s. So if you have a heat pump, set it at the temperature you want your home, no matter what temperature it is outside, and leave it alone. It will warm your house to 72 or 74, and it'll hold it there. But baby, don't get up in the morning and think you want to warm up the bathroom before you jump in the shower, because that heat pump just isn't going to do that. You will need a gas furnace for that. A gas furnace, when you turn it on, will produce air coming out of the register at above 110 degrees, as warm as 130 or 140 degrees. And baby, now that feels good. I mean, you turn that gas pack unit to 78, and go sit in your favorite kitchen chair sipping a hot cup of coffee with that warm 110-degree air just blowing across your back when it's 30 degrees outside. Well, I mean, it makes you just want to go jump in your shower. But a heat pump can't do it. No, the heat pump is not broken. Put a thermostat in the register and just verify it's producing air somewhere close to 90 degrees. And if it is, it's working as good as it can work. All right, let's get to Mark real quick, who called in with a question pertinent to the topic of the hour. Good morning, Mark. Have we got you this time, buddy?
Good morning, Rosie. Is this better?
Hey, perfect. What are you up to?
Well, I was riding along in my car, and I heard your subject, and I said, I've got the project.
Okay.
And I wanted to know if it's allowable that I have asbestos in my condominium, the old two-bedroom apartment that was converted, and it's got linoleum on the floor in the kitchen and in the living room, and I understand it has asbestos in it.
Okay.
Can I remove small sections of that myself and keep it protected and stuff to... Or do I have to have it abated by a company?
Okay, Mark, I'm going to take your microphone down, and I want you to just buckle your seatbelt and listen to me really, really close. If you were in a freestanding home, I would say, Mark, go ahead. You can tackle it yourself. There's plenty of information on the website, on the internet machine, on how to safely abate asbestos yourself. And you can. That is legal. But you complicated things when you said it's a condominium. And any of your neighbors that know there's asbestos involved, I'm telling you, for the little area you need abated, for their protection and for your protection that they don't go crazy on you, I would pay to have it professionally abated. That way no one could ever contest with you whether you did it by the rule of the law or not. The fact it's a condominium, in my mind, complicates the issue. You are legally allowed to remove it yourself. Proceed with caution. The fact you're in a condo, I'd have it done by a pro. Then you never have to worry about any neighbors coming and causing you or the HOA some kind of uproar. And baby, I'm in an HOA deal right now with somebody that's got moisture and mold problems. We're having a knockdown dragout with the HOA. Maybe I'm just a little currently too sensitive about the issue. I don't know.